Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
106.5 The End.
It's the wake up call. Gavin.
We've all flung their pickles at the window.
Katie.
Hello, big boy. Do you have anything for crab grabs?
Ray.
I honestly don't know why anybody listens to this show.
The wake up call.
We've all seen those red jump bikes around downtown and midtown. There's a ton of them. You could pull up the jump app right now, and there's hundreds.
Rain says too many.
There might be a few too many, and I've said it on this show. Listen, I don't mind if you're going to go ride your jump bike around, but just don't do it on the sidewalk.
Bike lane, please!
And then they called you a peasant.
Well, it's going to get a little more complicated because now, not only can you rent jump bikes, but jump scooters are the big thing. And you can get it through the Jump app. They've unloaded 100 electric scooters that will be out starting today at the bike racks around downtown and West Sac.
Can we ride them on the sidewalk?
No, bike lane!
But it's not bike.
It's enough to be a just not on the sidewalk.
I don't care
where you ride it. Just don't do it on the sidewalk. Sidewalk is for walking. That's why the word is walk in sidewalks. Don't get me started on this. It pisses me off.
Gavin.
Wow.
Why did you do that?
Don't know.
I mean, you know.
Don't know.
You know better.
We should change the bike lane then to side ride.
So they're capped out at 15 miles per hour, which still seems like that's a little fast for a scooter.
Yeah, it does.
So, I think I'm going to be really good at these.
That doesn't surprise me that you think that.
Do you have training on riding electric scooters?
No, but I have great sense of gravity and balance.
Okay. Can I say something? I love this city. And I'm very proud of us, and I love it when we do things that are pretty cool. Getting as excited as we all are for rentable scooters makes us seem like such a cow town.
No.
And I'm embarrassed that people are so jazzed for these.
Okay. This isn't a Sacramento thing. This excitement level isn't a Sacramento thing. This is a worldwide phenomenon.
So then where does it stop then, Katie? We're excited about rentable scooters. What's next? We're going to be excited about what?
I think that this is coming from a place of fear.
It's not.
All right. So UCLA researchers released a study last week of 249 scooter-related injuries seen in Los Angeles hospital emergency rooms. They found that 80% came from riders falling, falling off a scooter. 11% from hitting an object. 9% from a crash with a car. And 40% involved head injuries, 32% involved broken bones. So Gavin's fear is real.
Okay, but you also can get injured on your own bicycle.
True.
And we just...
That's true.
And we, you know...
What?
My point is I want to drive a scooter, and I don't know why don't you're get trying a non, crap on it.
Why don't you get a non-electric, non-hipstery scooter first? Practice on
done,
that.
Done it. It's been
When's
done.
When's the last time you rode a regular scooter?
Rain's got a scooter in his office. I've been riding that thing.
I think we should go and try it. We'll clock you. See how fast you can go around the building. And then we'll see if you hurt yourself.
I won't hurt myself.
A few of the injured people were pedestrians, by the way, who were hit by scooter riders, which is probably why they were on the sidewalk and got hit.
Oh, here we
Don't go
it's
on the sidewalk.
Again.
You go in the bike
it's
lane.
It's happening again.
Or tripped over a scooter that had been left lying on the sidewalk.
They had to go to the hospital because they tripped over. What's going on in L.A.?
They're not excited about rentable scooters.
It sounds like they're too excited.
Scooters are just lying around, like left to be dead in the middle of the street.
Is that where they are, though? Like, what do you do with it? I know that the jump bikes are left laying around dead, but like, what do we do with the scooters? Same thing?
Yeah, so you can...
I'm done. Throw it down.
Yeah, you can kind of leave them anywhere. I think...
That's attractive for a city.
They have to be charged, too. Like, the bikes get charged every night.
Do they have a kickstand?
Yeah.
Okay.
You get you pay 15 cents per minute when you rent it. And then I'm sure like if you put like a dollar on it, it probably says, hey, all right, your dollar's up. And then it like locks.
No, it doesn't.
And then you're like, I can't move my scooter.
Okay, Like when you're mid-scoot?
No, I'm sure you have to come to a stop
what
and then
you
it locks.
Ride it somewhere to like a CVS, go in, leave your scooter. Can somebody just take it?
Yeah, if the time's expired.
Okay, what if the time isn't expired?
Then it locks and then you can go back and can unlock it with the
app.
Okay,
God, they thought of everything.
Maybe I need to ride it before I get all excited, but I see it and I see that.
Don't ride it on the sidewalk.
I won't. I'll ride it on the side ride. And like I just see the kinds of people, Katie excluded, that are very excited that a rentable scooter is coming here. They just seem like they're of the ilk that treads in the douche stratosphere a little bit. And maybe that sours me on the whole thing, but that's me. And I have a car.
We all have a car. Stop
Drive it!
Stop bragging about having a car.
Don't drive the car on the sidewalk.
Oh my God.
Drive it in the street.
Drive it in the street. In the street ride. There's a street ride and a side ride and a sidewalk.
I wish I could scoot out of here right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.